In today's class, we're going to talk about a worrying sociological problem, that of teenage smoking. Although the trends show that smoking by adults has been declining steadily over the past few decades, the percentage of teenagers who smoke only started to drop in the late 1990s. In fact, the current statistics on this are really quite alarming, because at present, the rate of teenagers who smoke is nearly 50% greater than the rate for adult smokers. So my first question is this: what reasons can you give for these trends?
Well, could it be that teenagers are more prone to pressure from their friends? You know, peer pressure. And so, of course, they want to fit in with their social group, and smoking is one way to do that.
Yes, good answer. Peer pressure is really one of the biggest reasons why teens smoke. But, you know, peer pressure has always existed from time immemorial. Can you think of any other reasons? Reasons that are specifically connected with the current social and cultural phenomena?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're getting at. You know, with the increase in the use of things like the internet, and with a lot of parents working long hours, maybe kids feel a bit sort of alienated. Is that the right word? I mean, like, if the kid is by himself a lot, maybe he's just going to feel alone and not connected to anybody else but his friends. And then, of course, he's more susceptible to fall into the trap of smoking because of peer pressure.
Yes, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. In fact, recent research shows that the rise in teenage smoking in the 1990s primarily took place in the youth from more affluent families. You know, parents are working and earning good incomes. So, of course, children were not from disadvantaged homes, as some sociologists would like us to believe. Quite the opposite. The most striking and precipitous rise was in teenagers from the most financially advantageous backgrounds. And we know that because of various lawsuits against the major tobacco companies. The price of cigarettes actually declined sharply in the 1990s, which of course added fuel to the fire that was already burning in this area socially. What I mean is, paradoxically, these teenagers from well-off families and could have afforded to pay the higher prices, yet contrary to these market forces, the price of tobacco products was reduced during this time. Okay, so from this we can surmise that the price doesn't really appear to be a factor in smoking by teens. Probably this is because teenagers often view themselves as experimental smokers. Now that's an interesting term, experimental smokers. What do you think it means or implies?
Well, it means they see their own smoking behavior as an experiment, obviously. So what that implies, I suppose, is, well, these kids think they're just trying it out, so they aren't necessarily actually going to do it, I mean, smoke for their lifetime. They maybe just view it as something they can try and then stop doing it later.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself. Okay, so the next logical question is, do you think that most of these teenagers, these experimental smokers, will eventually manage to stop smoking?
Personally, I think that's highly unlikely. I mean, I've heard that quitting smoking is an extremely difficult thing to do. I've heard it can be even tougher than beating drug addiction, because the nicotine in cigarettes is very highly addictive itself.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And again, the statistics bear this out. A recent study on high school students showed that 56% of all the students who smoked predicted that they would not still be smokers after 5 years of graduation. But when the data was gathered for 5 years later, only 31% of them had actually quit smoking.